John, after the elation of that Challenge Cup win over Leeds, the focus returns to trying to get two hard-earned points in the summer bash against Halifax at Blackpool.
Yeah, and it'll be very difficult, but we enjoyed the moment. We certainly enjoyed, you know, the elation after the game, and then we reviewed the game thoroughly, had a meal together so that we could enjoy each other's company. And then it's back down to looking forward again. And obviously looking forward is to Halifax at the Summer Bash. And they're one of our rivals in and amongst the playoff spots. So it's a four-pointer. You know, we win, it's 2 points to us. We take 2 points off Halifax. If Halifax win, it's the reverse. So it's a big game.
And this result, come what may, John, will have a big bearing on the end of the season, because these are the games you've got to be taking your 2 points off.
Well, the next two games, we feel, you know, with Halifax and Feathers, they're vital. They really are big games. So we have to make sure that there's no drop of intensity or focus or work ethic for either of them. And, you know, I've been delighted how the players have answered all the challenges that they've been asked of this year. But obviously it's a further challenge, because it would be very easy to sort of exhale and, you know, just have a week that's low intensity and where they can just enjoy what they've been doing. But you just can't afford that, because, you know, we've played 16 games in total, competitive. We had our pre-season, and I've worked it out, it's 20 plus games that's left should we achieve what we want to achieve. So there's a fair bit of football left as well for this season, and obviously this one is a vital game in and amongst it.
The draw was made, Halifax in the quarterfinals. Does that have a bearing on anything that could happen on Saturday?
Well, what we've done throughout, and that's why people might think there's been some strange selection decision, we monitor the appearances that the players make, we monitor the minutes that they play, and obviously what we're trying to do, we're fully aware it's a long season, and we want to be playing as well at the end of the season as we are now. So one of the factors in anything that we do at the minute is that, as well as the fact that we've got Halifax 3 times in the next 5 games. So, you know, we've really got to consider how we approach this game tactically and how we approach this game personnel-wise as well. And we'll attempt to get it right for this week against Featherston in 3 weeks' time, and obviously when we've got them again as after Batley in the final trilogy of within the next 5 weeks.
They've just recently changed head coach. Richard Marshall's gone, Simon Griggs is in there, an interim measure, John. They were already a dangerous threat before that happened. Obviously Richard's gone and they've won the last three.
Well, I thought Richard Marshall did a great job. I mean, I think he's been there 4 years, and within those 4 years, 3 times they came in the top four, and I think they were the top part-time club as well during that time. So he's done a really good job, and he can feel really proud of what he's contributed to that club. Obviously, he's now left, and Griggs has got the job. Simon Griggs has got the job, and you know, he's very clever. We know he's a clever student of the game, and he may well add something to them. He certainly seems as if he's had an initial impact with these 3 wins, so that's a factor. But I think there's also a factor on the playing field. I'm fully expecting Scott Griggs to feature this week as well, so you know, we're trying to factor him in as well. But the fortunate position for myself is that I've worked with Scott during 2 separate periods at Wakefield, so I know him pretty well. So yeah, there's all sort of intriguing little stories within this game, but you know, the thing for us is we've got to attempt to get 2 points for our league campaign.
Colton Roach and Thomas Doyle missed out against Leeds. Are they likely to feature on Saturday?
Again, well, you know, we're looking at how many minutes, and obviously Colton's very fresh, so you know that counts for him, and he's still learning how we play as well, so that counts against him. But we'll weigh up everything in the fullness of time and see if it's the right time to either start him or sit him on the bench, whatever, and we'll make the call accordingly. But at the minute, what we'll do, we'll have a really good look at training this evening. When we've done training, we always sit down and review it as well and see who's picked up on what we're after, etc. And that's when we'll make the final selection. But it obviously is in with a shout.
And there's some news to announce regarding Colton Roach. He's now going to join the club on a permanent basis.
Yeah, I mean, that's, you know, that's a good thing, isn't it? You know, because I think he showed his previous spell here. He ended up getting a Super League contract from Huddersfield. It didn't quite work out for him, but that was the potential that he's shown. And I hope that he shows a similar potential during the rest of this season, and then you never know what's around the corner.
In terms of the goal kicking, John, obviously Elliot missed the first two, and then Rowan, I think he's 7 from 7 for the season, yet to miss.
Yeah.
Does that give you a bit of a headache, or will it revert back to Elliot?
No, what we'll do, we'll chat about it. You know, I mean, the best thing about that, Mick, is that it wasn't an issue for Elliot to hand it over to Rowan. It wasn't, oh, the tele cameras are on me. You know, I'm losing face if I hand the ball over to Rowan. What it was we need to get the job done. And the most efficient way of getting the job done for this week is to give Rowan Mills the ball to kick off the tee. And if he continues with that, so be it. If we decide it's Elliot, so be it. I've got ultimate confidence in whoever we give that goal-kicking job to.
And Dalton Grant, John, he's now 7 from 7 and really enjoying his rugby. And I think it's been quite noticeable, the momentum, the side gain from the kick returns along with defogging Johnson.
Yeah, they were really good, weren't they? The two wingers were really good. I mean, I was really pleased with the contribution. I think we've got a good back three at the minute with Ethan at fullback and Dalton one wing and David on the other wing. And they do eat some yards up. And that you ask Steve Crossley and company in the middle, that really helps them. So they're doing a good job, and long may it continue.
And another player who seems to go under the radar, got his first try of the season. He doesn't score many, but Mikey Wood, I thought he made some impressive meters.
I thought Mikey Wood was magnificent. He played 70 minutes. I mean, you know, and in 70 minutes against a championship, that was 70 minutes against the Leeds Rhinos in a Challenge Cup knockout game. I thought he was phenomenal. You know, 45 tackles when he was out on that field. Well, if he's doing that work, it's a lot easier for your teammates if you're doing all that work. So he can feel really happy with what he's contributed, and I'm hoping that he contributes similarly so throughout the rest of the season.
Your wife, Dawn, put a picture here on social media, John, sat early hours of Saturday evening with your little black book, re-watching the game. It never stops for you.
No, it doesn't. No, I think she was a bit peeved off because I know she wanted to go for a meal at our local Italian restaurant, and obviously I was working with the BBC the next day, and I said, I've got to get this done. One, for my peace of mind, but two, for the review for the players. And she had to take a back seat, and I think that's why it might be why she posted it. But I took it out on the Sunday, Mick, so I got some brownie points then.
And John, just going back to that Leeds game, a crowd of 10,258. Brian Noble mentioned it on the BBC. You know, Super League, there must be bonkers not to have the Bradford Bulls in there, because that, you know, that's a great image for Super League to have.
Oh yeah, I mean, it was fantastic, wasn't it? I mean, when you saw the colour around in and around the stadium, it was magnificent. And to hear the old "Come on, you Bulls" chant, you know, resonating around the stadium when we really needed it, it was fantastic. And you know, I just hope that we can continue to improve, continue to progress upwards, and hopefully continue to attract crowds like that. And I agree with Brian Noble. You know, we would add a lot to Super League, and you know, if we've to get him by playing it, we'll do it, and we'll do it in the fullness of time.
It's the Summer Bash this weekend. The big rugby league jamboree on the West Coast. There's some mouthwatering, appetising games. You've got Toronto against Toulouse, Batley, Dewsbury, Lee Widnes, Bradford, Halifax, Featherstone, York. It's going to be a great occasion.
Lee Widnes as well, you've forgotten there, Mick. Yeah, it is going to be great. You know, I mean, with the weather as it is as well, I mean, I would imagine that all the hotels and guest houses are booked up in Blackpool, but they'll certainly be full, and anybody who goes along, I'm certain they'll have a great time, because I think the rugby will be of the highest standards, and obviously there's a fair old night out to be had as well in Blackpool, isn't there?
Certainly is. Cheers, John.
Cheers.